This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way. I'm Scott Hennon. Kevin Flynn is here as well. And we are going to check in on road construction season. Things wrapping up, hopefully, before the snow flies. Get an update on that for you here. Jeff Jareva is here. He's the program manager for construction services at the North Dakota Department of Transportation. Joins us for an update on some of these road construction projects. Jeff, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing wonderful. Thank you for the time today. Appreciate it very much. So,
thanks for having me.
A big one, I guess, is I-29, right?
Sure. Yep. So, I mean, just a general overview of what we have going on. This year's construction program is a little bit bigger than our normal program, but we're actually right on track with the rest of the seasons in terms of percentage complete. Some of the things that we've kind of been facing this year in the industry, and probably everybody saw it out in the world, is, you know, different shortages and different issues that we've been up against, and that project is not immune. So one of the issues that happened out on that project was a cement shortage. What happened was the railroad strike, or thoughts of railroad strike that we were hearing so much about, caused some of the cement suppliers to stop loading rail cars, and hence, because they were worried about having idled rail cars stranded someplace and having that supply set. So that stuff ended up not getting loaded, so it caused a hiccup there. And so from what I understand in visiting with the district out there, is they're hoping to get back online and going, and with the hope that it gets completed this season still.
So it's still a possibility that it would not be completed this season?
I think it is, and I think we're kind of at the mercy of whether we can get the supply to complete the job, as well as the fall weather holding out on us to let us get it done.
Is the cement still in short supply? Is there still a logjam in that supply chain?
There is. Yep, that's from what we've been understanding. Is it's still a hiccup in there in terms of getting the supply when it's needed? So. I think it's working itself out, but as is most of that stuff we even hear about nowadays, it's fairly dynamic. So,
yeah, cement fly ash as well. When I was out at the Strata plant, they were talking about it. You know, fly ash is a byproduct of coal. We know it's how that's under attack, but yeah, it's an issue. Construction, all aspects of it.
Yeah, yep, and we're not immune. We're actually getting hit pretty hard this year with different products, whether it be, you know, striping and other things. We're working through it, but it's definitely causing a few delays here and there. But all in all, as far as our construction season goes, I think, you know, provided a good fall, we're hoping to get the majority or all of our projects done this season.
What percentage of the project on I-29 is done?
I apologize, but I don't think I could speak to that exact number. I don't have that available. I'm sorry.
What other major projects are you in the middle of right now?
As far as real big projects, we're not really sitting on any of those. We have several across the state paving jobs, bituminous paving jobs that we're really pushing to the end. We did a fair amount of those this year, sliver grading and a lot of different work. And some of those are also falling victim to some of the things going out there. We're having, I think the industry has really communicated to us that there's a big issue with getting people to truck the materials, and just general labor shortages out there. So we're hoping to get through that stuff, but we're definitely navigating through a few things.
So it literally is a matter of not being able to get the materials to do the projects?
Yeah, because it really factors into their scheduling. So, for instance, I know when I visited with Fargo, they said, well, once cement wasn't going to be there for that project, obviously the crew couldn't sit idle, so they go work on another project. And you know how it goes. You kind of leapfrog around, and it gets a little disjointed as to which projects you're working on and when. So the schedules get a little bit dynamic at that point.
It makes sense. We're talking with Jeff Dureva, who is the program manager for construction services at the North Dakota Department of Transportation. Update on road construction projects that are happening, and like in so many areas, different supply chain issues that are causing issues. So how late do you work into fall? Is it a matter of wait till a frost and go hard till then, or you know what do you anticipate getting done yet this fall?
Yeah, so we generally set the completion dates for a lot of projects here towards the end of October, early November. And usually that's just because of, just like you just said, we get weather conditions which just aren't conducive for us getting good work done. So yeah, we'll push here. You know, you'll probably, if you're driving around, you'll see paving plants and paving trains going pretty hard here through the rest of this month. And hopefully we're able to button up those jobs here, you know, right into November. Then there's always some punch list items and things, but a bulk of the work we like to have all buttoned up here by November 1-ish time frame.
And in the case of 29, where you've got obviously lanes that are out of operation, do you at least get the four lanes back up and running for fall and
yep,
the winter
yep.
driving season?
Yep, we usually, and that one's no different. We always like to restore those to normal conditions or best conditions we can in terms of capacity, just because most of those roadways can't handle being reduced. It's just in everybody's best interest, yep.
Anything else you want to tell us about the construction season?
Nope. I mean, our industry's been doing a heck of a job. We've been putting a lot of material down. This year we were at like $565 million, and we're normally at, you know, $350 to $450 million for a program. So in general, it's been a really good season. And I know everybody's probably starting to grow weary of it at this point, but we're pushing to the end now. So
what will next year bring?
Next year looks pretty much, in terms of dollar amount, more of the same. I think we're going to be between that $500 and $600 million in terms of a program. Projects largely the same in terms of we put a lot of our money, you know, into some sliver widening, HBP or bituminous paving projects, and a few reconstruction projects throughout the state.
And how much on the? It seems like the interstates are just an every year deal, just a matter of where, right?
Yep. It's all about, and a lot of it factors into trying not to overdo it in one specific location. We try and, you know, sequence those, even though it might not seem like it, we are trying to sequence those to be as least painful to the traveling public.
But just given the amount of wear and tear, you'd normally have to have some construction every single year on the interstates, don't you?
Yeah, whether it's, you know, it's not always a reconstruction, but sometimes we're just doing some repairs to the pavement, some spall outs and things that, you know, anything with, you know, when you get that amount of traffic, trucks and the whatnot, it really causes a fair amount of wear and tear on that system.
Because we always joke that road construction season's pretty much every summer. The orange cones are coming out, and that's just a product of the extraordinary amount of traffic on the interstates, I guess, right?
Yep, it is. It really is.
All right. Jeff Dureva Program Manager for Construction Services at the North Dakota Department of Transportation. Thanks for an update on that project, and we appreciate it very much.
Sure.
Getting an update on how things are progressing, so appreciate the update.
Sure. You're welcome.
All right. Good chatting with you. Hey, a reminder, tomorrow on the program, Bill O'Reilly will join us, who is the iconic anchor of the O'Reilly Factor, and his success in the broadcasting and publishing world is certainly unmatched. Has a new book out now called Killing the Legends, The Lethal Dangers of Celebrity. Look forward to chatting with Bill O'Reilly about that tomorrow on the program and learn a little bit about his latest book. How about this? 19 million books in print now for Bill O'Reilly. He's just a juggernaut on these books. So, the Killing series, historical best-selling nonfiction series of all time, 19 million books in print. Bill O'Reilly tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Short time out. Back with more after this.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include exceptional cropland in Ransom County, North Dakota, 560 acres of cropland near Trail in Ada, Minnesota, 480 acres of productive cropland in Stutzman County near Eldridge, 611 acres of crop and pastureland in Lemoore County, hundreds of acres of cropland in Ward and McLean counties, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Dawson, Bowman, Kildare, and Mott, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And love, they just don't mix. Leave the ball or me behind. And don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't.
The great Loretta Lynn,
with
who died today at the ripe old age of.
I didn't see it. You just mentioned to me. I just brought some up. I didn't. She's up there though.
Yeah. One of the classics.
No doubt about it. My favorite song from the day. I remember my mom, they always had this cranking at the lake on the weekend. You ain't woman enough to take my man.
Come to tell me something. You say I ought to know that he don't love me anymore and I'll have to let him go.
90 years of age. The Kentucky coal miner's daughter.
To take my man. There you go, baby. Rest in peace, Loretta Lynn.
Every song tells a story, that's for sure.
Well, what a talented family. You know who her sister is? Crystal Gayle.
Oh.
Yeah, her younger sister. Very talented family.
Did not know that. Love it. Loretta Lynn. I had a date at her beloved ranch in Hurricane Mills, 90 years of age, the coal miner's daughter and the country queen. All right, some of your texts here coming in, 701-237-1590. Hey, did you know that creepy Joe Biden was raised by Puerto Ricans before he was appointed to the Naval Academy?
Was that before or after he graduated from West Point with honors?
I come from the Puerto Rican community. So.
Yeah. ¿Dónde está La Baña?
He can't help himself. Just priceless. Another listener. North Dakota has two seasons, winter and construction.
Bada-boom. Minnesota as well. Thank you very much.
I'll be here all week. Yeah. Texter says, that sounds great. We know there's shortages. Do you have somebody that's going to get out of bed in the morning and plow the snow on the interstate between Gardner and Reynolds? Or are we just going to continue with the half plow until 10 o'clock in the morning? Some feedback for our guest from NDDOT. Texter says, I'm not the project director for NDDOT, but I can tell you that the I-29 project is over 60% left to pave. The train strike excuse is BS. That project has been over for 6 months. All right. A little feedback for our guest there. How about that? Let's see here. A little bit of news. The North Dakota Board of University and School Lands, that'd be the land board, today announced the successful completion of part one of the River Acreage Adjustment Project, which returned a net of approximately $120 million to North Dakota private mineral owners and oil and gas operators. The project involves adjusting the acreage of state-issued oil and gas leases to align with the newly established Missouri River Ordinary High Water Mark west of the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation, as determined by a survey commissioned by the North Dakota Legislature in 2017. So the boundary for state private ownership on both sides of the river has been determined from this ordinary high water mark. There you go. Now you know. Yeah, I got the details there for you. Actually, I have two different press releases saying the same thing, so I want to make sure we got you the correct amount of info there as well. Our friends from the University of Mary are going to join us a little later on in the program to talk about leadership ND. In the meantime, we'll talk about what you want to talk about. 701-271-1100. Text us, 701-237-1590, with your questions or comments. A little behind on text, so I better get going on those. Texter says, Rest in peace, Loretta Lynn.
Another one said she died Tuesday, not today. That is accurate, but the statement was released today. So they kept that under wraps for a while. We just got the information. But, yes, she died Tuesday at her home, which would have been a week ago.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Tuesday, not today, Tuesday?
You would think, but this, I don't know. I mean, we would think it was today. The listeners texting and indicating that, let me read a little more. Correction, nope, it was this morning. So there you go. No, it was today, Tuesday, not a week ago.
John and Annetta, you're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
It was
today. Yeah, I just wanted to say that over the past month or so, I've heard Senator Cramer on there more than a few times extolling the leadership abilities of Mitch McConnell. In fact, this Friday, he called him a genius. And I'm just reminded of when he was still in the House of Representatives and the number of times he told us what a great leader Paul Ryan was and John Boehner. And that didn't turn out to be true. And I don't know of any many people that would call Mitch McConnell a genius. Even to call him a leader, you know, a month ago he was on a news show talking about how we weren't going to take the Senate because we got a bunch of lousy candidates. And, you know, the people...
Just so you know,
went out there and voted for those people, and then Mitch McConnell is saying these people are voting for idiots, and that's why we're not going to take the Senate. And I don't consider that much of a leader.
He didn't say that, John. Just so you know, that whole thing got taken out of context. He was basically saying the candidates matter, is what he's saying. Well, that's an obvious statement.
I know just exactly what he said. And if you're going to go on a show, any show that's not conservative, they're going to be there to show you in a bad light. So you'd sit there and say, you've got bad candidates. You're saying the people that went out there and voted for them voted for bad candidates. And that is not a leader.
Yeah, I didn't take that out of what he said. I know that's what it got reported as, but to your point, you know you're going to play a game of whack-a-mole and gotcha with most news shows. That's for sure. You got to know better in that regard. John, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Others, welcome. 271-1100. Give us a call. Both Mike Huckabee and Donald Trump agree you need to read Dick Morris's new book. It's called The Return. And it's already topping bestseller lists. Former President Trump says it's a great book and urges you to get it. And Mike Huckabee recently urged every American to read The Return. In The Return, Dick Morris explains why Trump, not DeSantis, must be the candidate in 2024. He even reveals the moves Hillary Clinton is taking to prepare to run against Trump. The Return reveals Trump's secret plan to win. Newsmax says The Return is the political book of the year. The elections are coming soon. Find out why everyone is getting The Return, an Amazon number one bestseller. Get Dick Morris's The Return at bookstores everywhere or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to TheReturn911.com to get your copy today. TheReturn911.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court's new term began this week with several major cases that could impact a wide range of topics, including environmental regulations, voting rights, affirmative action, and free speech. The Japanese Prime Minister's office is reporting North Korea. They fired a ballistic missile over Japan on Tuesday morning, prompting a warning to residents to take shelter. A Russian court set October 25th for the date American basketball player Brittany Griner's appeal against her 9-year prison sentence for drug possession. Ukrainian President Zelensky announced last week that his country will file an expedited application to join NATO in the wake of Russia's claiming Ukrainian territory as their own. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
NATO has an open door policy, and every nation, including, of course, also Ukraine, has the right to choose its own path.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Poor man's dollar. My daddy worked all night in the band near coal mine. All day long in the field hoeing corn. Mommy rocked the babies at night and read the Bible by the coal oil light. And everything was dark.
From the family said our precious mom, Loretta Lynn, passed away peacefully this morning in her sleep at home at her beloved ranch in Hurricane Mills. They asked for privacy as they grieve and said a memorial will be announced later. She had four children before launching her career in the early 60s, and her songs reflected her pride in her rural Kentucky background. Loretta Lynn, the Kentucky coal miner's daughter, 90 years old, passed away today. Let me tell you about an event coming up next week. On Monday, the Great Plains Empower Energy Conference at the National Energy Center of Excellence, Bismarck State College. Senators Hovind, Cramer, Congressman Armstrong, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, along with Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council, kick things off, talking about all of the above, the carbon capture, electrical reliability, meeting increased power demands across North Dakota, technology and innovations that impact the energy industry. It'll be a busy, robust lineup. Monday wraps up about 3:45 in the afternoon, the Great Plains Empower ND Energy Conference. We will be there to cover it live. You can call us on the What's On Your Mind, 701-271-1100, toll free at 855-200-1776, extension 2, and you can chat with us live and on the air here on the program, all right? Simple as that on the program today. A little bit of news out of the North Dakota Board of University and School Lands. Land Board today announcing the successful completion of Part 1 of the River Acreage Adjustment Project, which returned a net of approximately $120 million to North Dakota private mineral owners and oil and gas operators. The project involves adjusting the acreage of state-issued oil and gas leases to align with the newly established Missouri River Ordinary High Water Mark, west of the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation, as determined by a survey commissioned by the North Dakota Legislature in 2017. this ordinary high water mark is what sets the boundary of the state private ownership on both sides of the river. It's been a bit contentious for a while, and now it's settled once and for all. How about that? Text us at 701-237-1590. A few of your comments here, being that Kamala, the communist socialist liberal, says we are allies of North Korea. I suppose the Biden administration backs their missile test. How about that? By the way,
it's sirens going off in northern Japan. And what does Kim think he's doing? I mean, what's the end game there? You know, I mean, okay, you got one weapon, you got one nuke. We have thousands. We'll put one in your bedroom window, buddy.
I asked Mike Nowatzki, who was traveling with Governor Burgum in Japan, if they were forced to take cover during the missile scare yesterday. He said they were not forced to take cover, and they were able to go about their business in Tokyo. So, it'd be a little bit alarming, wouldn't it?
Well, imagine, yeah, you're out to lunch, and having a menu hear this. Yeah, that was the sirens going off.
Texter says, what was the reason Hovind did not participate in the debate? What would your answer be, Kev?
I would ask John Hovind that.
I would say, because he can. I'm not saying it's right, but he can without much cost. Just because he doesn't have much of a race. But not saying it's right. Never anything wrong. I think, you know, there's a fine line there between elevating your opponents to a place they wouldn't otherwise be. You know, do you share the stage with them? I think most people appreciate the fact that if you're running for an office like that, you're going to have a debate, but I also can understand not wanting to elevate your opponents as well. What would you do, Kev?
See, I'm a Minnesota resident. I have my own set of fresh hell every day that I deal with. But you're talking about this Rick Becker deal in North Dakota as an independent to debate Rick Becker. Is it really worth his time? And is Rick Becker that much of a threat that it deserves debate? I don't know. I'm not following it enough to know. I know the people's frustrations in North Dakota with John and Kevin though. And some with Kelly. I mean, I get that. But, you know, this isn't a boxing ring. I mean, as most people would like to think it is. You know, and I've said it before, I'll trade you Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar for Hovind and Kramer 7 days a week, twice on Sunday, my friend. So, you know, it's just, yeah, I don't think I would, depending on, but I don't know enough about it.
North Korea only tests, this is another listener with a comment here, North Korea only tests missiles when Democrats are in power.
Yeah, that's true.
Didn't do that with Trump.
The vice president supposedly didn't even know where she was. She had no idea what she was looking at when she was actually there. Trump was in the DMZ, shook hands with the guy, and was talking, having a little conversation. At least it was something. But, yeah, that's a great point. None of this was going on. Putin, I don't think Putin would have been in Ukraine either.
Another listener, Kim just doesn't want us to forget about him.
Well, there you go.
He doesn't want us to forget about him. 701-271-1100. Your thoughts, comments, welcome on the program today. Give us a ring. Text us 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. Let's go to Rolog, Minnesota, and Ben. What's on your mind, Ben?
Scott, I got a question. You're the best guy around here that we can listen to, so that's no problem. My question is, in relation to COVID and this so-called vaccine and stuff, I'm hearing my mind just went blank. There's a number of people that are talking about these vaccines are killing more people than they're helping. Some people say now 80% of the people that are dying have all been double-vaxxed, triple-vaxxed, and Tucker Carlson's talking about it, and Charlie Kirk's talking about it, and yet I don't hear it much other places. Stu Peters talks about it on Rumble, what they're saying is that millions of people are going to die, not from COVID, but from the vaccines, because they're taking away their natural defense against diseases, their immunity, that's the word. And yet nobody seems to be talking about it, but only a few. And my question is, how is that?
Well, I don't know.
The pharmaceutical industrial complex is a big part of it. You know, you couldn't talk about any of the therapeutics, ivermectin, remdesivir, any of those, unless it had a Pfizer or Moderna stamp on the pill.
The question is, but there's a number of people saying this whole, only the reason this vaccine came out, it's a population control measure.
Yeah.
And yet, how come I only hear it on a few people? And I just got my curiosity. And then the last thing I wanted to mention, some farmer asked Kevin Cramer a while back if there was corruption in the election. And he said, yeah, there was some shenanigans. Well, somebody should ask him to watch 2,000 Mules and talk with Mr. Pillow. And I don't understand that kind of stuff, to think there wasn't any corruption. That was the most corruption in American history.
And that movie, by the way, is fantastic.
Yeah, but I don't think Kevin Cramer saw it. I don't think John Hovind saw it. And I don't think Kelly has saw it.
Well, we know that Kevin Cramer sent staff to Mike's symposium in Sioux Falls. I'm pretty sure Kevin's up to speed on all of it. Problem is, it's not a federal thing.
Can you say there was just a few shenanigans?
And then the other comeback to that thing is, well, but it wasn't enough to affect the outcome. Well, how do you know that? I mean,
how do you say 10 million votes on the computer and 800,000 votes in just five cities?
Right.
Kevin's response too is that it is, you know, elections are local.
They're a state issue.
We don't want to.
States have to, but he could push harder.
We don't want to federalize elections. So the last thing we want is federal government taking over elections.
I think what people want, like our friend here, they just want him calling it out more and saying, well, there's some shenanigans isn't going to cover the statement. There's some serious, nefarious activity going on here all over the place. Can he do anything about it? No. States have to do that.
Oh, no.
What's that?
There was a 100-mile-long caravan for Trump. When Joe came, about 12 people showed up, and they were all pressed.
Yeah, it's true.
And yet he lost the state. That's why I think we got a problem in our Republicans. They've got no balls to say anything. They're high.
Well, then they all scream January 6th. Why were we all there? You know? Just saying.
Senator Cramer will be here on Friday if you want to give him a call and ask any of these questions.
Yeah, it's hard to get through on Friday because everybody wants to talk to him.
Call early.
Call early.
We'll get you in.
You guys are the best. Thank you.
Right back at you.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate you very much. 16 before the top of the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk to our friends from UMary about a great, great program, Leadership ND. You're going to want to hear about this. Stay tuned for that. More straight ahead on What's on Your Mind. Back after a short timeout. Don't go away.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025, committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm riding around on recap tires.
And you're the reason I'm hanging our clothes outside on the wharf.
And you're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling.
Oh, but looks ain't everything.
And money ain't everything.
Reason our kids are ugly. I don't think that would go over too good.
You're the reason I've changed to beer.
That's exactly a PC song from Loretta Lynn.
Back love it.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Today includes the Cheeseburger Mac in Harwood, Meatloaf or Chicken Tenders at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, 12th and I-29 Salisbury Steak today, Cheeseburger Mac, NP Avenue, Swedish Meatballs in Glendon, and Tater Tot Hot Dish on 45th. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. All right, let's talk about Leadership ND. Marcus Wagner is here, Director of Workforce Development Operations at the University of Mary. Hello, Marcus. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good. And Rachel Brash is here, Executive Director of the University of Mary Online. Hi, Rachel.
Good morning, Scott.
So, Marcus, what is Leadership ND?
First of all, Scott, thanks for having us today. You know, we're incredibly excited to represent the University of Mary. Leadership North Dakota is North Dakota's premier executive leadership institute. And so we're in the business of elevating the skills of our industry leaders, expanding their networks, and connecting them with industry leaders from across the state of North Dakota.
Talk a little bit about the history of this, Rachel.
Mm-hmm. You know, this has been something that has always been on our mind to do, and so we will be recruiting right now cohort number 4. And there is other leadership programs in other states, Oklahoma, Montana, among others. And this is really meant to be a build on for those individuals who have maybe done local leadership programs through their chambers or other organizations. This is really meant to be that next step for individuals, both for networking abilities, but then also too just to gain a whole lot of knowledge about our wonderful state.
And Marcus, your cohorts get to meet with some great leaders, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, this last cohort 3, we had the opportunity to spend some time with Mr. Doug Burgum, our state's governor. We had the opportunity to meet with Gary Tharaldson, Dean Veeder, just a number of different industry leaders from across the state of North Dakota representing all sectors, from energy to agriculture, had the opportunity to tour the Microsoft campus out there in Fargo. So, again, we're looking to plug people in from across the state to unite the state of North Dakota and to propel our state into the future.
And, Rachel, you're looking for a cohort now. Talk a little bit about what you're seeking.
Sure. We're seeking individuals who are obviously interested in learning more about their state and about themselves and interested in meeting people that they haven't met before and getting to know them. But some of our individuals have long histories of positions, executive positions, elected positions, and other ones are more in the beginning of their leadership journey and just maybe haven't had as many opportunities to participate in formal leadership training. Both are welcome, and everything in between. They're welcome to all apply. But what we really want is people who are willing to be a bit uncomfortable and be willing to be stretching their legs a little bit to understand what it means to be a community member here who's thriving and connecting with people and with issues that are important to us as a state.
And Marcus, talk a little bit about that. What exactly, you know, is the perfect fit for this Leadership ND program, the folks you want to have participate?
Absolutely, Scott. You know, I think Rachel touched on it. You know, the range of applicants and cohort members, you know, it truly does span everybody from, you know, the emerging leader to the established leader. But really what we're looking for are people that are interested, you know, like Rachel said, in upskilling their leadership skills and interested in networking, but also interested in being pushed in finding new ways to solve some of the problems that we see that are unique to industry in North Dakota, but that are also universal, right? And so we're looking for individuals that are interested in investing in themselves and in the state of North Dakota as a whole.
Rachel, talk about how folks can find out more about this.
Sure. Our applications are now open for cohort 4. They opened up on October 1st. They'll close November 1st. And anybody can learn more by going to www.leadershipnd.org or giving us a call. Our number is 701-355-8030.
Sounds great. Thank you both. Love this program. And University of Mary does a wonderful job facilitating Leadership ND. Thanks for the update today, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, thanks so much, Scott. We'll talk to you later.
You bet. Take care. Let me squeeze in one more call before the end of the show. Ed and Dickinson, go ahead. You're up on What's On Your Mind, Ed.
Hi. I think I'm on the wrong program. We're talking about the carbon CO2 line.
What about it?
Well, I left the communist state of California as fast as I could. And I live not too far from Knott's Berry Farm, and they were going to put in a overpass for traffic control. And they told all the people that's what it was for. I go, no, absolute power corrupts absolutely, and they're not going to do that. So sure enough, they condemned the property just like the pipeline is trying to do. condemn the property, and I go, yeah, it's going to be a strip mall and a restaurant. And I was like 5 years ahead of my time because that's a...
Svengali, that's what you are, Ed. Appreciate the call. We're out of time. God bless, folks.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.